This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In America. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. So it is the yin and yang of the way we live, right? Now, the idea of a booster shot is, if you're 65 and older or have a condition, the Pfizer-BioNTech shot booster, that'll be available after you've already been vaccinated for 8 months. But for everybody else, there's just not enough evidence. That's what the FDA says. So it was a, yin and yang of information, right? First, it seemed like, oh, my gosh, now we have to get booster shots. And there's breakthroughs for people who are vaccinated, while the unvaccinated are saying, CCCCC. So the top doc, Anthony Fauci, says the FDA will back booster shots for all. Just be patient. He says he's confident. In the meantime, Chris Rock, the comedian, tested positive, and he says, trust me, you don't want this crap. He says, you don't want this. It's awful. And which I've said on this show, and I've had people on, they've talked about how terrible it was. I had a friend who's a developer who came on, and if you've listened to me for any length of time, you've heard him. I had a PR friend on, same thing. He has small kids. He had to isolate himself. It was awful. And he was sick as a dog. And getting more paranoid by the minute as he was just trapped watching TV and hearing some horrible, horrible things. Anyway, where we are now, the Delta variant is about 99.4% of the U.S. coronavirus cases. That's from the CDC. So, and the schools in mass, that varies from place to place. Some South Carolina lawmakers from both parties, so Democrats and Republicans, they're pushing for a special session to repeal a provision that stopped most school mask mandates and replaced it with a rule allowing local governments to make the decisions based on their situations. Why are they doing that? Because they're scared to death because they've had a bunch of cases and deaths. Florida accounts for one out of every 25 COVID deaths in the world last week. The state recorded 2,468 COVID deaths in the week ending on Friday. On the upside, because I got a lot of friends and family there, Florida reported 11,275 new cases on Friday, where the state had averaged more than 21,000. August was terrible. Cases a day in August. So that's where we're at this point. And this is still the conversation, right? So for Chris Rock, this is what Chris Rock said. He said that, He told Jimmy Fallon in May that he had gotten the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, and then he said, he tweeted out, you don't want this, I have COVID, you don't want this, trust me. And in January, he had said he couldn't wait to get vaccinated against COVID, da-da-da-da. And so he did. And so he put it this way. He said, do I take Tylenol when I get a headache? Yes. Do I know what's in Tylenol? I don't know what's in Tylenol. I know it's my headache's gone. Do I know it's in a Big Mac? No. I just know it's delicious. So he's making a joke, and he was doing that on one of the CBS shows in an interview. But to his point, that's the reason why, right? And then how about this? Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves defended his state's pandemic record, blasting Joe Biden, the president's vaccine mandates, as an attack on hardworking Americans. And so many of you know this was the big bombshell last week. Biden's requiring all private employers with 100 or more employees to mandate vaccines or weekly testing anyway, while also dramatically expanding vaccination requirements for health workers. And Reeves says that, again, this is who is this going to impact? And he said, the question here is not about what we do in Mississippi. It's about what the president is trying to impose on the American worker. So that's the question. Is it, in your opinion, we go back to the same thing, is it individual rights? Did he step into the middle of that because companies are struggling and they're worried about mandating anything for the potential of blowback? Unofficial poll. You know how I love these things. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. By the way, a big announcement here. You know, we do the nail the score thing, and normally it would be on Wednesday in our last segment of the first hour, but we had to move it because of a shift of my schedule, something that I have going on Tuesday and Wednesday. So being on location, so we're moving that to Monday. Just remember that. If you want to do nail the score, it's fun. You don't even have to like football. It's like playing bingo. You pick a side. I pick a game, you pick a side, and you tell me what you think the final score is going to be. Could it get any easier? Could it get any easier than that? All right, the saddest story from over the weekend and for the really the last couple of weeks and the last week and a half probably is Gabby Petito and what's happened to her. So now you've got everybody on social media, millions of people who are looking at clues and trying to figure this out. And here's what the problem is. It's just head-scratching, these bizarre twists of this 22-year-old girl's disappearance. Now they think they found her body in Wyoming, the Teton National Forest. And because they found a body, it appears to be hers near a camping area. And they still have to do the forensics and all that kind of stuff and figure out the cause of death and whatnot. In the meantime, because she was going across the country with the fiance, and they were posting everything. She was a YouTuber. They had all this information out there. Here's where we are now, and just letting everybody be on their journey. And then all of a sudden, poof, this happens. And so the fiance, this Brian Landry, is missing. Oh, his family said, yes, he's off hiking in the reserve. So they've had drones and dogs and everything else the last day, and they're probably going to continue to do that, trying to see if they can find him. It's just the strangest, saddest deal, because now they're describing him as a person of interest. He returned back to the place where they were living with his parents September 1st, and oh, she wasn't with him. So now you got people that are doing vigils, and they're showing support for the Petito family. It's sad, obviously, and just another sad story of somebody who was out there who people got to know through social media and the adventures and knew something was very, very much wrong. So the family say they believe Landry went to the reserve earlier in the week in this Northport, Florida area, so it's thick and hard to get through it, but they're searching the terrain to see if they can see anything at all, and I'm sure they'll continue that in the beginning of the week. And it's a social media obsession because the hashtag is Gabby Petito, and I looked it up, and 275 million views. There's updates, there's unconfirmed reports, there's screenshots of texts from amateur sleuths about their theories, and this has become big because everybody wants to know what happened. So we'll see what the beginning of the week reveals. Another very sad, sad story. Meet you on the flip side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Brought to you by Bank of America. A recent Bank of America survey found 61% of college students practice saving. However, just 45% create and stick to a budget. Budgeting is a critical lifelong skill and allows you to save strategically. Aaron McCullen, Head of Deposit Products at Bank of America.
As a college student, it's all too easy to overspend and bust your budget. Every dollar counts when purchasing textbooks, restocking the fridge, or catching up with friends over dinner. When you head back to campus and activities ramp up, creating or updating your budget is critical. Also look for ways to start saving for the future, even if it's a small amount. Automatic saving tools like Bank of America's Keep the Change make it easy to incorporate savings into everyday college life.
Keep the Change rounds purchases made with a Bank of America debit card to the nearest dollar and transfers the change to a savings account. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/students.
Crackdown on Haitian migrants. That's part of the story in South Texas. Hey, check out this story that the administration is actually flying Haitian migrants back to their home country because there have been a wave that have come to the U.S. through the southern border, thousands to Del Rio, Texas, gathering near a bridge in a border town, obviously. So how do you deal with that? The Texas governor, Greg Abbott, saying it's a crisis and seeing photos of it is a crisis. So you got to expel them. And that started on Sunday. They say they have a 6-point strategy for dealing with the increase in border crossings in Del Rio. That's Homeland Security. They got to have more people at the border. They got to relocate people as fast as possible. They got to improve conditions for the people that are there. So within 48 hours, 400, see, it's always possible, 400 additional U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents and officers are going to the Del Rio port of entry to improve control of that area. So they've got traffic that they have to reroute and figure that out. And, boy, these, I'm telling you, whatever search engine you have, you just tape it in, type it in, rather. Yeah, don't tape it in, type it. And it is crazy how many looking for asylum. I mean, it is crazy. They're using a dam to cross between the U.S. and Mexico. And we're trying to, the U.S., increase the capacity of the flights to move them at the border. I mean, it's a humanitarian crisis. There's, wow, there's just no question. And they're trying to work with some agencies in Haiti and get some assistance. But there are people that are being separated. It's crazy. It shows you what happens when it becomes untethered, right? And immigration and the problems of immigration that what we face in this country. I mean, I've been talking about this since I cracked open a mic on this show. I've talked about going out with the Border Patrol a long time ago and watching what happened and how easy it was to come on in and how much it was encouraged for people because they wanted cheap labor. And that's what I was seeing, and that's what we were following up with. And now you have people that are saying, well, you know, we have a shortage of workers. Isn't there some way we can figure this out? Isn't there a way to make this work? And, of course, you don't have, I mean, now you have the Haitian deal, but you don't have bipartisan cooperation on this. You don't have for example, I mean, look what's happened here. Democrats have been blocked from including immigration legalization in the spending bill, but for a reason. Because they hoped that it would grant a path to citizenship for about 8 million undocumented people in this tax and spending bill. But the effort to circumvent the filibuster hit a roadblock, right? So the Democrats were looking to provide this pathway to citizenship for the beneficiaries of the DACA program, farm workers, essential workers who aided during the coronavirus pandemic and kind of recipients of temporary protected status. But that immigration policy, sticking that into that $3.5 trillion package, that was never happening. That was a long shot, if there ever was a long shot. And all the efforts beforehand to overhaul immigration, they failed. Even popular ones that worked with some Democrats and some Republicans, there's just massive disagreement at this point on how to handle this. And people know the stories, and often will say they know people who have spent thousands and thousands to legally become an American citizen, and they can't get in. They've hired XYZ attorney, whatever, and so then you get to the whole line situation of who's in line and what are we looking at and how many from each country and what can we do. And it's a nightmare. It's the nightmare that gets put on the back burner when other things are happening. And then it bubbles up like the Haitian crisis. It just glares. It's just glaring. It's right in our face. So it has to be dealt with because there's no way around it. You have to deal with it. And that's the thing. Nobody wants to touch the third rail. Not really. Only if it works with their constituents at the moment. But they had to close part of that Texas border. I mean, it's nightmarish, right? Just awful. And of course, you got to take them back to Haiti. Got to figure it out, right? So you got Kentucky Senator Paul Rand and California Senator Alex Padilla's America's Children Act. They say would help documented Dreamers who can face deportation at 21 years old. It was introduced last week by Paul and Padilla, and it would, and Padilla is a California Democrat, and Rand Paul is a Kentucky Republican. They say it would help the documented Dreamers who face deportation if they age out at 21 without a green card or other immigration status, that it would create a pathway to permanent residency for people who were brought to the United States as dependent children of workers admitted under approved employer petitions that have maintained status in the United States for 10 years and have graduated from some institution of higher education. So they establish an age-out protection that can lock in a child's age on the date on which they file for a green card rather than the final action date. And they say this would really be a big change. Paul said, the children who have legally called the United States home for many years, even decades, are contributing members in our communities and our economy. I agree. They shouldn't be penalized by the government's failures in addressing green card backlogs, which that's the other problem, because there is a huge, huge backlog. And the America's Children's Act provides targeted relief for children on merit-based immigrants who are at risk of aging out, like I said, for the immigration status. So I think that's an interesting bill, and it makes complete sense. And somehow, once again, as part of this immigration struggle that gets lost in the mix of all of it, of everything that's being talked about, right? And then once something bubbles up, whether it's this Haitian thing or something else that happens, the kids coming in by themselves and just at in a massive amount and then trying to figure out what to do and how to process them, which that happened, you know, 6-7 months ago. And even before that, then this becomes the issue. Now we have to deal with it. It's in our face. It's right now. We have no time to mess around with this. It's like there's like such a lack of transparency. That's also part of it, right? Where is the transparency? And if we had some of that transparency to begin with, it wouldn't have made more sense, and we wouldn't perhaps have ended up down the roads that we've ended up in because of that. Because of, you know, appearing to be so harsh. But it's overwhelming, and there's nothing that can be done. All right, I want to throw this in because we have the Man Cave coming up in our last segment, but on our Sunday night game, the Ravens beat the Chiefs 36-35. What, are you kidding me? Yep, 36-35. And I was watching a lot of those day games, those early games. A lot of those early games did not turn out like I thought they would. The Cowboys beat the Chargers 20-17. A field goal, 56-yarder, Zuerlein's 56-yarder, which was amazing. Time was expiring. That was pretty exciting, not for San Diego fans because it was on the road. But then you had the Panthers just trashing the Saints 26-7. That was an interesting one. But I talk more in depth about those games when we get to the, when we get to the Man Cave. You know, it's crazy the kind of week that we saw in the NFL. And if you're on the right side of it, then you feel pretty good. If you're on the wrong side, not so good. Like the Cardinals beat the Vikings by a point, 34-33. Kyler Murray, 400 yards passing. It was such an even game that just slipped away from the Vikings. The Buccaneers, they're 2-0. They won the Super Bowl last year. Go figure. Tom, I'm going to play football till I'm 50. They beat the Falcons 48-25. I told you about the Cowboys and the Tennessee Titans beat the Seahawks. And what a week, right? What a week. So I'll meet you in the Man Cave at the tail end of this. But before we go to the Man Cave, we're going to go to the Philippines. There's some interesting news out of the Philippines. Manny Pacquiao wants to run for president. He's pretty popular. He might have a shot. Be interesting to see if the former boxer can end up being the leader of that country eventually. But he's a long way off from it now. Going to the Philippines next.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A ruling by the Senate parliamentarian makes it unlikely that the Democrats' $3.5 trillion spending package will contain any immigration reform. The Hill reporting that Elizabeth McDonough has issued guidance that the plan to include new immigration policy in that package doesn't comply with the rules in a bill going through the budget reconciliation process. Among the reforms in the proposal was a plan to provide 8 million green cards for several groups. The plan is now likely to be dropped from the final bill. And thousands of people are evacuating from one of the Canary Islands in the Atlantic as a volcanic eruption has begun. The eruption on the island of La Palma has prompted local authorities to evacuate between 5 and 10,000 people living in villages near the mountain. Videos on social media show lava flows engulfing houses, though no injuries have been reported. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has reportedly postponed his trip to the meeting of the UN General Assembly to travel to La Palma to see the situation firsthand. This is USA Radio News. Law enforcement officials in Wyoming announced they found a body in a national park they believe could be a missing YouTuber. Chris Barnes has more.
Human remains were discovered, consistent with the description of Gabrielle.
That's FBI agent Charles Jones at a Sunday afternoon news conference where he had to confirm that they had found what appears to be the remains of 22-year-old Gabby Petito in Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park. She and her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, were seen there together during her cross-country vehicle trip, which they went on together, but she never returned, and he did, before then disappearing again in recent days. They've been calling Laundrie a person of interest. Now that could change with the find of these remains. In our New England Bureau, I'm Chris Barnes, USA Radio News.
And President Joe Biden will speak with French President Emmanuel Macron to discuss an emerging diplomatic crisis following the announcement of a U.S.-Australian deal on nuclear submarines. French officials say the call will happen in the coming days after the announcement caused anger in the French government. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Excited to take you to the Philippines for a conversation with Malu, who is just such an accomplished doctor, but has an incredible story to tell in her book, Mama, Yes, Anuk. And wait till you hear what this story is about, because I know many of you in this audience have dealt with autism and have dealt with children with autism. And her book really lifts you up and takes you through that journey. Malu, thanks so much for coming on. Why did you write the book? What made you decide to write this book?
I wrote the book in 2012. At that time, Chico was 2 years old. 27 years old, I'm sorry. Was 27 years old. I remember looking at him in one fine day and thinking how far we've come. It's been a long journey, but we're here. And proud to say Chico went through against all odds. Well, Chico was diagnosed with moderate autism when he was only 2 years old. And it was in 1988 back then when autism was almost unheard of. Even then, it was maybe not accepted. I don't know if it was a source of shame or controversy. And, well, as such, resources were scant. Support, likewise, was none. So just when I thought that the diagnosis would turn our world upside down, it didn't, because this amazing young guy walked hand in hand with me in this remarkable journey. And I guess this was the inspiration. I wanted to share our journey.
And for that journey, you told me something wonderful, that you wouldn't trade what happened for anything because of the specialness of what happened and what you learned from Chico. What did you learn from Chico?
Oh, yes. You know, sometimes people think it's a one-way street, that I gave Chico the basic skills. I was trying to give my life to him, but it was actually a two-way street. Chico gave me more than I gave him. He gave me certain things, values that I knew I didn't have then in my younger years. Like in my younger years, of course, we all pass through this stage. You're a free spirit, fun-loving, did not have a care in the world about time. When Chico was born, he taught me how to be more focused with time. He gave me other values that I didn't have then. I started to learn the value of patience, compassion, and many other things. So it was a two-way street.
And in your book,
a better person.
And in your book, you talk about all kinds of funny stories, the differences, what you learned.
Yes.
As you were going along the way and he was growing up and hitting different stages. And one of the things you told me, and I think people listening to this show can relate to it, that you know, now so many different people are touched by autism, is how he handled toys and when he was given presents. Tell us that story.
Yeah. First of all, when Chico was diagnosed to have autism, the psychiatrist already warned me about him having a different world than the world we know. That's the way it goes. So I was kind of expecting a few different things, but I was not ready for the very different stuff that he did. Some were funny, some were hilarious, but some were also challenging. I was telling you about his first birthday. On his first birthday, it was, we were all excited, actually, for, we usually are. So on his first birthday, he was just there, just there, but kind of not there, because he didn't cry, so he had no tantrums. He didn't smile either. He was just plainly there. And then when the toys were given to him, when he opened the toys, he didn't even bother looking at the toys. He was just amazed with the wrappers. He poured them carefully and then lined them up very organizedly. And I said, whoa, maybe this is like one of those things the psychiatrist was trying to tell me. And so there you go. I was fascinated, though, with how he dealt with many things.
Yeah. What would you tell people? And you can get the book on Amazon, by the way, Mama, Yes, Onyx. What would you tell people who get the diagnosis of a child having autism? What would you tell them about the journey, and what advice would you give them? Which, of course, they'll read a lot of that in the book, but what would you tell them?
I just tell them that it's not the end of the world when you get that diagnosis. It's really just, I just have to tell them that the first step towards having a remarkable journey would be the acceptance. First things first, acceptance, so things can go on smoothly. Without acceptance, it's difficult to start the journey.
Yeah, that makes sense. You're in your book, and especially with the title, what does the title mean?
Yeah, in the Philippines, Mama Yes Anak is like an endearing term. In English, it means Mama. I'm sure Mama in English is also Mama. Am I right?
Yeah.
So Mama or Mother, and then I answer, yes, my child. The title came from the fact that that phrase happens every day. He calls me Mama, and I answer, yes, anak. Yes, my child. So we have that kind of endearment and rapport every day, especially when, you know, when he wants to do something, when he wants to ask something, like he wants to take a walk or he wants to eat something. He goes, Mama, and I say, yes, Anna. So that's really the title of the book.
I love the title of the book. What do people take away from reading your book? And you've kind of weaved it in here, but what do you hope the takeaway is for someone reading it?
Okay. So first of all, let me emphasize that because here in the Philippines, they mistook the book for something like talking about autism in medical terms and some researches. But that's because they know me as a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But this book does not talk about those things. This book is really like our journey, our story. I wanted just to tell people that having a child with autism is not the end of the world. You can have a very fantastic and remarkable journey. And in this book, can I say a short story about this
sure.
book, about what happened? Because right after I published this book, I gave it to a friend. And this friend of mine, she doesn't have a child with autism. She just said, I'll take your book to my flight. She was reading it in the plane. And then she was first smiling, and then she was laughing, and then she was crying. And she had to stop reading the book because the woman beside her in the plane was staring at her, thinking as if she was crazy or something. And I loved that review from my friend because I knew then that this book elicited a wide range of emotions, from funny, hilarious, to sad. And even if you don't have a child with autism, I think it's a very inspiring book. Any book about success would be inspiring for anybody, but more so for parents or family like us having a situation similar to what I had before. I think maybe they can pick up a few things from our story, maybe base some of their decisions on our story, similar situations and all that. So I hope this book can be an inspiration for everyone.
Yeah, I love that your friend's review really nailed it, and that's what the book is about. There's no
yeah.
question. Yes, she nailed it. You're right. I'm glad
yeah.
you told us that story. It's very
yeah.
inspiring, and it's mm-hmm. very fun read. Thanks so much mm-hmm. for coming on.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. It's an honor for me to be here in your show, Kate.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells, everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports Hall of Famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave.
All right, it's all about the NFL, of course, in the man cave, the one man cave. We already did the later games, the afternoon games. And the Sunday night games, we talked about that a little bit earlier. So in the man cave, we're just going to focus on some of the earlier games and a few other things I'm going to throw in. I'm sitting back in my Lazy Boy. I love this Lazy Boy chair. I got it on sale, too. It's the best. It's the bomb. I'm not kidding you. It's for real. It's not a virtual Lazy Boy. It's a real Lazy Boy chair. All right. A couple of things. I want to remind everybody that the Nail the Score game that we play, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, we've been doing it for years. It's so cool. I pick the game of the week or what I think the game of the week is, and you call up or you send me an email during that segment and tell me who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. If you correctly nail the score, you win fabulous prizes. And I've had people in the past nail the score, but it hasn't happened in a while. Normally, it's going to be on Wednesday, first hour, last segment. Special week this week, on the road for a couple of days, so it has to be on Monday, which is perfect because you wrap up the week with the Monday night game, so I'll talk about that. The Monday night game, is the Lions and the Packers. Will Aaron Rodgers bounce back or not? I think he's going to bounce back. Come on, give me a break after getting shellacked by the Saints, who struggled. We're going to talk about the Saints on their Sunday game. Oh, who dat? What happened? So anyway, again, a reminder, Nail the Score is on Monday, our next show, first hour, last segment. Call in or send me an email during that segment, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. All right, let's dive into the earlier stuff that I said we didn't get a chance to talk about. So the Broncos beat the Jags 23-13. You know, it looked like to me, I thought, oh, is this going to be another long day for Denver on the road? But it wasn't. Teddy Bridgewater, 328 yards passing, two touchdowns. I mean, this was kind of a back and forth thing, except for Trevor Lawrence, who I love, had two interceptions against the Browns, and they were able to capitalize. The Panthers knocked off the Saints. I mentioned that. Just not what I expected. I thought this was going to be a super competitive game, but I didn't expect the Saints to put up three zeros. That's right, goose eggs. In the first quarter, second quarter, and third quarter, the offense was just no way off. And Carolina, of course, they capitalized big time because they were able to put points on the board, go up 17-0 at the halfway point, and then add some more in the fourth quarter by the time the Saints actually ended up scoring. So a rough day for the Saints. The Raiders, hey, they're 2-0. They beat the Steelers 26-17. Derek Carr looks great. 28 of 37 passes, 382 yards passing, two touchdowns. I mean, seriously, this quarterback for the Raiders, and you know, you knew it, but he's really starting to find it. It feels like it that way anyway to me. 49ers and the Eagles, whatever happened to the Eagles? They had one incredible run back, which almost was a touchdown, and then they just lost it, and the defense just absolutely looked gassed. So they're 1-1 in the NFC East. The 49ers and Jimmy Garoppolo looked really good. 17-11, they were able to hang on at the end. The Eagles were trying to make something happen. They couldn't. Patriots, easy time with the Jets. Jets are 0-2. Patriots 1-1. 25-6. Zach Wilson. What's going on, Zach Wilson? Four interceptions for the Jets. Buffalo came back in a big way against the Dolphins, who lost 35-0. But the big story here is Tua going out. The Bills knocked him out, and he looks like he may be gone for a while. It looked like one of those, it was a rib injury, and so we'll see what they say, but that's not good news at all for fish fans, and I know that some of you are listening to me because I hear your gripes when you send them to me. Trust me, I'm paying attention. The Rams got the better of the Colts. In the end, the Colts really started to come back, but the Rams beat them 27-24. Matt Stafford, boy, the Rams are 2-0. He passed for 278 yards and a couple of touchdowns. So how about that? And the Browns beat the Texans 31-21. Texans were on top of them early, and then Baker Mayfield and his crew came back. 213 passing yards, a touchdown. Nick Chubb on the ground for Cleveland, also with a touchdown. So pretty interesting day for them. The Browns are 1-1. The Bears beat the Bengals. Joe Burrow, oh, my Ohio University dude. You know how he's always talking about Athens, where he was from? And I went to school at Ohio University, so that's the loose connection. 207 passing yards and a couple of touchdowns. They started to make their way back, but they couldn't come out of that hole. They just couldn't score points in the beginning of the game. But the Bears were leaving it open for them because at the half, it was Chicago 7, Bengals zip. But the Bears won 20-17, the final score in that. So now you're up to date on all of those early games. Interesting times when it comes to what's happening in the NBA. I mean, here we are, September. We're talking about predictions. We're already talking about the NBA again, where our focus is really on football. And I'm going to get to college football, too, I promise you. I'm going to stick that in. But you know what's interesting is Steve Ballmer, the LA Clippers owner, said, "We're building our own presence with a new arena." So initially he was content to play at Staples in the same building as the Lakers and the Kings. You know, he bought the franchise for like $2 billion in 2014. But he said they need to build their own arena. We're our own guys. We don't play as like the other guys. We're going to have our own identity. So the, of course, Intuit Dome, the future home of the Los Angeles Clippers. So they're going to do that partnership thing. How about that? Groundbreaking. It's scheduled to open 2024-25 season. It's going to cost about $2 billion, essentially what he paid for the franchise 7 years ago. But he says, I think it's just completely imperative. He needs to have, we need to have our own, and he does, our own identity. I kind of agree with him. Maybe that makes a big difference. The Clippers and the Lakers, especially with how competitive they are in the same building, I think that's weird, too. It's I don't like it. Sharing the home, although it's pretty pricey, this guy can afford it on his own, so what's the difference? You know, $2 billion here, $2 billion there. Can you imagine? All right, how about the AP poll? Clemson and Ohio. You might be surprised by this. Alabama, not surprised, on top because they're perfect 3-0, right? So, you know, we knew that they were going to be there in the polls, in any of the polls. Georgia, 3-0. They're 2 this week. They had no problem with South Carolina, so poof, they're there. Oregon, they're 3 because they're 3-0 in the season. They moved up a spot. And number 4, Oklahoma, slipped one after a close win over Nebraska. So that was one of the things there. Iowa, number 5 for a second straight week. Penn State has its best ranking since the Nittany Lions were 5th back in 2019. Penn State beat Auburn on Saturday. So that's 2 wins for them over ranked teams, along with number 18, Wisconsin. So Penn State is number 6. 7 is Texas A&M. 8 is Cincinnati. 9 is Clemson. We're so not used to saying Clemson at 9, but they are. They're 9. Ohio State is 10. And then you go from there. I'll give you a couple of the others. How about, you can hear that everybody wants to party down on this one. We can go to Florida's 11. Notre Dame is 12. 13 is Ole Miss. 14, Iowa State. I know a lot of people who root for Iowa State. 15, BYU. So that rounds out your top 15. It was an interesting weekend, I think, in college football. And Alabama beat Florida, right? 31-29, though. That was interesting at the tail end of that. I'd mentioned Georgia and where they are, of course, in the poll. They just slaughtered South Carolina 40-13. They looked great from the opening kick. The Oklahoma game and the Nebraska game, that was the big switch there because that was so close. 23-16 was that final score. And naturally, number 4, Oregon, going into the week, they didn't have trouble with Stony Brook, you know who. 48-7. Iowa, Kent State, easy. 37 was the final there. I mentioned Clemson. It's so unusual to see them lower in the poll, right? Clemson beat Georgia Tech 14-8, but they had that one loss. So that's the reason that they're going backwards. And Texas A&M, I mentioned them in the poll. They just smashed New Mexico 34-0. Like I said, interesting games to me. Penn State, the Nittany Lions off to a great start again. They beat Auburn 28-20. Notre Dame and Purdue is always fun to watch, I think. And Notre Dame wins that one 27-13. And they look good defensively and offensively and had a couple of really big plays that made a big difference. I mentioned I have friends that are rooting for Iowa State, and they just, running Rebels had no room, 48-3. Woohoo! So you're up to date. We're closing the door to the man cave. Thanks for listening to this show. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.